Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio by Daryl Slocum, who is the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation. It, as we mentioned during the first segment, Mr. Slocum, it's been just over a year since you stepped into that role. Have there been any kind of big surprises or just observations that stood out in your mind over this first year?
Yeah, there really have. As I've been out and about in the community speaking to various groups, what I've found is that people are generally familiar with the Sonora Area Foundation. However, what most people are aware of is our competitive grant budget program and the grants that we issue into the community. But our services are really much more varied than that. We actually host about 200 charitable funds at the Sonora Area Foundation, and those are a combination of scholarship funds and donor-advised designated funds, etc. And most people don't realize that anyone can donate any amount to any fund at the Sonora Area Foundation. And the reason that's relevant is because the definition of philanthropist to me has unfortunately been weighted too heavily towards people that are wealthy. And the reality is, and especially in Tuolumne County, much of our nonprofit community is supported by relatively small gifts from people in the community. And because we are a charity at Sonora Area Foundation, and we host so many of these funds, people in the community can support programs by coming in and making relatively small donations. We have one lady, BJ, who she donates $5 every month to one of our funds. And believe me, it's much appreciated. The other part that has been interesting to me is just the lives that the Sonora Area Foundation touches through the grants that they've made over the years. Since its inception, Sonora Area Foundation have issued about $23 million in grants to the community, and they have absolutely made a significant impact.
I'm curious, too, a little bit more about your scholarship program for local students. How does that work, and have you seen an uptick in that fund as well?
That's really one of our most prevalent programs. We host 70 different scholarship funds to support students at all Tuolumne County high schools. And this year, we actually had a record number of scholarships issued. And interestingly, since then, we've established, I can think of about five new scholarship funds already. So I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon. And really, our students, our young people in Tuolumne County absolutely benefit from the scholarship program that we have.
When you say new scholarships, are they like for specific areas that people want to study or just in names of different people?
Yeah, it's kind of a variety of things. We have several memorial funds that have been open specific to education. We lost Rick Restivo this year, Chuck Griffin, Pete Marinovich. Funds were opened in their name to support scholarship programs. And then we have a really interesting scholarship that's coming online called Health Lit Now, which is a program to help fund scholarships to local individuals that are seeking a career in the health field, which is absolutely a great way to advance yourself, but also to keep young people local.
Yeah, those community leaders, too, that you mentioned, it's nice that their legacy can now transfer on and impact other generations down the road.
I love that you made that point, because that is it's tied directly to our motto, which is for good forever. And what we like to see is these funds established in such a fashion that legacy does go on, hopefully for a long, long time.
You know, if an individual or a business wanted to open up a charitable giving fund and they, you know, stop by your office, how does that process work? I mean, how would it exactly be carried out?
It's actually a relatively easy process. There is a $5,000 minimum required to establish a fund. However, that is a tax-deductible donation because we are, again, a charity. The process to open a fund is relatively easy. There's a relatively simple fund document that has to be signed. And we can, depending on the kind of questions that come up and the amount of conversation, typically we can get people in and out within a half hour.
How about if somebody just says, a couple hundred dollars, it's the holiday season, they want to donate to help different projects or efforts in the community, how would that work if they want to just stop by and learn about different ways to make that money go a long way?
Well, we're always happy to have conversations with our citizens and talk about options for them. Typically what happens is people will bring a check or more than one check in. made out to the Sonora Area Foundation. And in the memo line, they just indicate which particular fund they want to support. And then that fund is, those monies are put directly into that fund. And I will add 100% of the money because we do not charge any administrative fees in order to process that donation.
For the smaller businesses or the bigger businesses that want to set up a fund, what's kind of the benefit of doing it through like a Sonora Area Foundation as opposed to just, you know, giving checks different directions?
The benefit to businesses is similar to what it is to individuals. And that is, BJ, our job, our work at the Sonora Area Foundation is to be knowledgeable about worthy causes in the community. Therefore, we become a resource for our donors. And what I mean by that is we potentially make them aware of need that they might not know about. Our businesses, our individuals, they try to stay connected and knowledgeable about what's going on in the community, but typically they don't have the time to be reviewing every particular need. So when they establish a relationship with the Sonora Area Foundation, a component of that partnership is we can come to them and make them aware of need that they may choose to support.
Are you seeing more and more businesses and people do that?
We are. And I think the reason is because of the explanation I just gave. People are as busy as ever these days, arguably more busy than they've ever been. And yet they want to do, everyone wants to maximize their charitable dollars. And what I mean by that is they want to get the most value from their dollar and they want the most good to be done with that donation. Our work provides the opportunity to maximize on that ability to do good with that charitable donation. And again, people like that we do not charge fees in order to provide that service.
Yeah, that is a nice thing, not charging the fees. Do quite a few foundations do that outside the area?
That's been one of the big learning experiences for me, BJ. I've been to a couple of conferences where our community foundation peers have been at the conference with me, and when I mention we do not charge administrative fees, jaws drop. It's very, very uncommon. I have yet to find another community foundation that does not charge administrative fees.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Daryl Slocum on this weekend's Motherlode Views. He's the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, this will be the final Motherlode Views show of 2017, as we'll be taking a couple of weeks off with the Christmas and New Year's holidays. We'll be back during the first week of January with more of Motherlode Views. We'll return with our final segment with Daryl Slocum in just a minute.